Are you the forgotten second-year player? No one's talking about Dwayne Grotson, yet you're making plays all over the field.
I don't think I'm forgotten. I just not as loud as vocal as some of the other players, but I mean, I'm just out here doing my job. That's all they asked me to do, and that's what I do.
In a sense, do you feel as if you've made the kind of progress that you wanted to make from year one to year two?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I feel that way, and I talked to a few of the coaches, and they told me the same thing. They see me improving and getting better, and I'm just trying to stay on that path and stay and keep getting better each day.
In some ways, it's good for people not to talk about you. It means you're doing your job, right?
Yeah, definitely. I would like people to talk about me doing good.
We're doing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's besides the point. I still got to do my job at the end of the day, so it doesn't matter what people are saying, whether it's good or bad. I still got to go out there and play.
It's so early in the preseason still, halfway through. It's tough to gauge where you guys are as a defense just because there's so many substitutions. You tell me, where are you guys as a defense right now?
I think we're going to be fine. Our defensive line are doing a good job, putting pressure on the quarterback, and it's only going to, you know, create more opportunities for us to make plays in the back end.
When we're looking for chemistry in the secondary, who should we look for chemistry with you? With Sip? With Allen? With whoever's playing nickel? I mean, where's the chemistry come from?
All of us. As a group, you know, we came together and figured out what we wanted to do in our plan to go out there and become one of the best secondaries in the league. And I think we're on that path and we're doing a good job at it.
If last year was growing pains and you knew with all the young guys back there it might be, what's this year? I mean, is this the payoff?
This year there's no excuses now. You know, now we have the experience and it's not our first year. So, and our expectations go up higher with that being said. So, you know, now that we know that, we're just going to go out there and fight for each other.
Don't know how much you're going to see him, but what's the opportunity to line up against a guy like Calvin Johnson on Friday night in Detroit mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot to go against one of the best receivers in the league. And, you know, I mean, I think every week, you know, the team is going to have that elite receiver. So, you know, it doesn't really matter who I go against or anything like that. I just got to go out and go into the game with the same mindset, just doing my job and competing.